on San Francisco's Russian Hill and spent a lot of time in the impressive old homes of Presidio Heights and the suburbs of San Francisco, including Berkeley, where he'd gone to school, and Hillsboro, where his late grandfather's half-timber mansion had been the holiday gathering place for many a year. But nothing he had ever seen could compare to the Nideck family home. The sheer scale of this place, stranded as it was in its own park, suggested another world. "The real thing," he'd said under his breath the moment he'd seen it. "Look at those slate roofs, and those must be copper gutters." Lush green vines covered over half the immense structure, reaching all the way to the highest windows. And he'd sat in his car for a long moment, kind of pleasantly astonished and a little worshipful, dreaming of owning a place like this someday, when he was a famous writer and the world beat too broad a path to his door. This was turning out to be just a glorious afternoon. It had hurt him to see the guest house dilapidated and unlivable, but Martian assured him the big house was in good repair. He could have listened to her talk forever. Her accent wasn't British exactly, or Boston, or New York, but it was unique, the accent of a child of the world.